Blog Talk Welcome. Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to another day of Empowerment 365, 365 days of motivation and empowerment just for you. I'm Marvin Rohn, Director, and today we're going to continue our efforts of working on ourselves. So sit back, relax, and learn to practice the process of empowerment. And as we begin another day of Empowerment 365, it is my sincere desire that you receive the greatest benefit, growth, and personal development from practicing the empowerment concepts daily. And all you have to do is begin your day with the process of working on yourself. And that process begins with gratitude and praise. And so if you will, join me for just a moment as we begin with the pledge, then go into gratitude, praise, and then our daily activity. The pledge begins this way. I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. I will, with support and assistance, strive to develop the tools necessary for me to become a better person. I will welcome growth within myself by acknowledging that I am becoming better every day, one day at a time. And that is all you have to do. My friends, all you have to do is make a pledge and a commitment and a covenant to working on yourself, working on the ways that you think, your activities, your interactions, your engagements, the things that you constantly and consistently do without even thinking about it. And you want this process to be second nature for you, where you begin your day, you start your day with gratitude and praise. And so as we begin our day, we want to practice working on ourselves. We want to establish a foundation for personal empowerment and begin to utilize these concepts and these tools. And it begins with simple effort, focus, and commitment to the covenant or to the pledge. You just have to practice these keys every day until you get it right. So I encourage you to continue to practice developing the tools for empowerment on a daily basis, and continue to focus on the things that you know you need to do to work on yourself today and every day. So, with that being said, let's begin our day with gratitude. And the way that we do this is we simply humble ourselves and we begin to become grateful for the things that we do have. And so, if you will, take a few moments. And normally, it's 3 or 4 minutes if you like. It's up to you. But what you want to do is begin your day with thoughts and feelings of gratitude. There is something that you can be thankful for as soon as you open your eyes. Can you become humble and practice the most important part of your day with simple gratitude, feeling gratitude and appreciation for your life, for your body, for your heart, for waking up in the right state of mind, for your health. If you can begin to just become thankful for your life, because without your life, what do you have? And it's very important to recognize, acknowledge the things that you do have. So I'm encouraging you to practice gratitude every day, just for a few moments, as soon as you wake up, as soon as your eyes open, before your feet hit the floor, come out with praise, gratitude, and thanksgiving for another day. And just humble yourself and become appreciative for your very life. And then take a few moments for quiet reflection, and that is sitting quietly and feeling the feelings of gratitude for your sight, for your hearing, things that you do have, your lungs. And those things are important, that you have balance and that you can just walk or talk or whatever benefit you do have. Now, some of us are not in the position that we're able to walk, but we still have something that we can be grateful for, and that very thing is your life. And so you can always go back to being thankful for your life, no matter what you're going through, no matter what condition that you're in, or no matter what station you're in life. You can always be thankful for your life and the health that you do have. And as you go through your day, find as many reasons as you can to become humble, grateful, and appreciative for the things that you do have. That's very important. It just brings everything down, and it gets you out of your imagination and out of frustration and into being thankful and grateful for the things that you do have. And now what we can do as a part of our process is practice forgiveness. And this is a very important piece, because forgiveness is so important. There's some things that you just have to forgive. You just have to let go. You just have to say, I have to forgive myself for some things. I have to forgive some other people for some things that they've done and they've said. And it is a very simple process of just letting go. Can you let go of the past? Can you let go of your memories and live firmly in the present right now? And that's every day. Can you practice forgiveness and humility and gratitude every day as you start your day, and then consistently unravel those things into your day, where you're being grateful for the things that you do experience and that you do see, and that nothing is bad and that nothing is negative? And that's the very practice of what we're doing here. We're practicing every day just working on ourselves. And that's what it's all about. So as we transition to the next aspect of Empowerment 365, and what we want to do is just find one thing to forgive yourself or someone for. And if you could just take a few minutes to kind of go through the archives of your mind, you don't have to go into specific instances. All you have to do is begin to think thoughts of forgiveness. Start your day with the positive thoughts, then with forgiveness. What's good about you? So you have to be able to create this balance in your life and begin to leave yesterday fully in the past. Start your day with forgiveness, forgiving yourself. Can you forgive yourself right now? Can you forgive yourself for any and all hurtful words, actions, activities, or behaviors that you've produced within your life? And can you start over today? Today is a fresh, new day, and I'm making every effort to leave my past where it belongs, learn from it, and move forward in my life. Would you begin to forgive yourself right now? Find one thing to forgive yourself or someone for today. Do that right now. Forgive right now. And you want to make it a daily practice of letting go. And the more you do this, the more you have a fresh start. And the practice is beginning your day anew. This is a new day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. That means that in this day, this very day, this one day that you have, you should rejoice and be glad and be happy. Nothing more, nothing less than that. So we must begin to move forward in our lives, leaving the past very much where it is, beginning to think about the things that we can do to grow and expand ourselves, and just taking one day to practice working on ourselves to change in a way that will make our lives better. So it is up to you now to make your life better. It's up to you to make the changes that you need to make your day a better day. And that's today and every day. Okay. So now what we're going to do is transition into quiet reflection. And that is just taking a few moments to quietly feel feelings of forgiveness, feelings of gratitude, feelings of humility, where you're humbling yourself And can you, in your life, right now, become humble? Can you set your ego to the side? Can you put your ego in check? And can you pause just for a few moments to feel the feelings of peacefulness, to experience total release, and allow this feeling to just move throughout your body? Can you allow this feeling of peacefulness, of quiet, of peace, to just permeate your being? Can you start your day feeling the power of love, the power of peace? Can you experience joy within your heart? Can you experience for just a moment a time that speaks to the innermost parts of you, where you feel good on the inside and you welcome this peace? That is the experience of peaceful, quiet reflection. And what you want to do is just mentally release any hurt, any negative thoughts. You have to eradicate negativity in your mind and in your heart. So what I want you to do right now is just breathe in. Just take a slow, long, deep breath. Hold it and just let it go slowly. Let your shoulders drop. Breathe in and just let it go slowly, feeling relaxed and at peace. And you want to practice this quiet reflection just for a few moments today and every day. You could do that at work. You could do it at the gym. You could do that at church. You could do that in your car. You can do this practically anywhere. It's just taking a moment for yourself. And it takes place in two places, in your mind, the place within, but also it calms and relaxes your physical body. And this is the foundation for personal empowerment. It is the process of practicing working on yourself every day. And so we're working on our minds, we're excavating negativity, and we're planting new seeds of positive thoughts, positive activities and interactions with yourself. And as you begin to grow yourself, you will see the changes that will just blossom in your life. And it's just one day at a time. Continue to practice growing. Continue to practice working on yourself. Continue to practice becoming the best person that you can be today and every day. It is the practice of gratitude. It is the practice of humility. It's the practice of forgiveness. And then there's the practice of praise. And so if you will right now, for just a moment, begin to practice praise in your life. And this praise is really simple. It is beginning your day with praise and worship, just saying thank you for another day. And if you could just be thankful for your life and just another day of being alive, being thankful for that, and then recognizing the very benefits that all of us have as human beings of this earth and the beautiful stars and the sky and the air. And if you can acknowledge for a moment the benefits that you do have of having your life, and then interceding on behalf of someone else, praying for someone else, and then most importantly, if you can just stop for a moment and ask for something for yourself, pray for yourself. And lastly, just stopping for a moment and becoming quiet so you can hear the still quiet voice for divine revelation, divine guidance. You got it. And you end with thanksgiving. And that is what it's all about. So if you could just do that every day, we can begin to work on ourselves just one day at a time. So I thank you for listening. Join me on the web, www.theempowerment.weebly.com.